Hi, friend. I'm so excited. We're reading the last bit of Exodus. We've made it all the way through, and it's just proof that that you can do it. It's not hard to read the Bible. You just need to do it. So, by the way, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible, even the Old Testament, verse by verse. So I'm going to be finishing up Exodus, chapter 40, verses 20 through 38 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. He took and put the covenant into the ark and set the poles on the ark and put the mercy seat above on the ark. He brought the ark into the tabernacle and set up the veil of the screen and screened the ark of the covenant as Yahweh commanded Moses. He put the table and the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle outside of the veil. He set the bread in order on it before Yahweh as Yahweh commanded Moses. He put the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle. He lit the lamps before Yahweh as Yahweh commanded Moses. He put the golden altar in the tent of meeting before the veil, and he burned incense of sweet spices on it as Yahweh commanded Moses. He put up the screen of the door to the tabernacle. He set the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting and offered it on the burnt offering and the meal offering as Yahweh commanded Moses. He set the basin between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water therein in which to wash. Moses, Aaron, and his sons washed their hands and their feet there. When they went into the tent of meeting and when they came near to the altar, they washed, as Yahweh commanded Moses. He raised up the court around the tabernacle and the altar and set up the screen of the gate of the court. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and Yahweh's glory filled the tabernacle. Moses wasn't able to enter into the tent of meeting because the cloud stayed on it, and Yahweh's glory filled the tabernacle. When the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward throughout all their journeys. But if the cloud wasn't taken up, then they didn't travel until the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of Yahweh was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you that you are a physical God, that you give us physical signposts of knowing who you are and experiencing your presence. And here we see it in the tabernacle, but not just in the tent pegs and not just in the goat skins and the seal hides and all of that and the heifer skins. Lord, the tangibility is that your presence was there. Your presence rained down upon and filled, gloriously filled that temple. And now we have the unfathomable riches of knowing you in the same way that your Holy Spirit, like on the day of Pentecost, has descended upon us with tongues of fire, with power, the ability to follow you in new ways has come because we have the Holy Spirit, our comforter, who lives within us. Help us never to take that for granted. Help us to know that your power and your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, help us to know that you go with us and that you will be with us. And you say, lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. That word with is so powerful. It's Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, I thank you for just the beauty of your glory, that it was actually seen. There was a physicality to see your glory within the cloud and within the fire. So Lord, I just am going to boldly pray again that you would show us who you are. And now we know that we can't see you face to face, or it would just be way too much glory to pass by us, but we want your presence. We want to know your presence. We want to know who you are. We want to pursue you. We want to pursue your heart. So much of our lives, Lord, is you pursuing our heart, you knowing us, you testing us and seeing us and trying us and knowing if there's any anxious thoughts. But Lord, let's reverse that. We want to know you. We want to know your heart. We want to pursue what you want. We want our hearts to break with the things that break your heart. We want our hearts to soar with the things that make your heart soar. We want to see things from your perspective with your eyes. Lord, give us just a glimpse of who you are in a new way this week. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We see you as high and lifted up. We think about this glorious cloud and this pillar of fire, and we ask for your forgiveness in treating you as if you're every day. You're not every day. You're glorious and magnificent and amazing and powerful and awesome on high. So Lord, help us to revere you in a similar way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Michelle Niedert. She is a longtime listener of Pray Every Day. She's been such a great supporter. And she and I, and actually our friend Tricia Goyer too, we have book triplets that were born on the same day in April. Hers is called Make Up Your Mind, and it's co-written with her co-author Denise Pass. And this is a book that I need to not only read, but I need to internalize and live. And I have a feeling that you are in that same place, because our mindsets actually really do matter. And she writes, when people operate their lives caving into unhealthy mindsets, raise your hand if that's you, they live defeated lives by lacking joy and peace stemming from those negative thought patterns. So if you've been in that, like, I can't get out of this rut of negative thinking, this is a beautiful book for you. In Make Up Your Mind, the reader will learn about the root behind the common mental battles, focus on 10 key negative mindsets, and learn how to overcome them using scripture and real life solutions as we adopt the mind of Christ, which is a command in scripture. Each chapter includes a devotional application section and a counselor's corner, which Michelle is a counselor, featuring Michelle's wisdom. So a couple other things besides picking up Make Up Your Mind. Michelle has a great website called yourmentalhealthcoach.com. So if you're battling mental health issues, either for yourself or in your family, check that out. And then if you have kids, she's got a great podcast called Raising Mentally Healthy Kids Podcast. So listen to that wherever you find podcasts, and I think it will really encourage you. Thank you, Michelle, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to support Pray Every Day that way by sponsoring, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.